This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, and yeah, it's live. This is Lock and Load. And I want to make an announcement. I want to announce a new sponsor that just came on board, and they are they are a really new company. And let me just let the spot play so that you can get a little overview of what they are.
Collapsible using the power of inflation.
Well, let's not do that. Come on, let's let go of that. There we go.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military grade inflatable cases.
This is a product that is the I got some of it in today, and I'm going to try it out tomorrow and video it and everything else. And this is a new way to carry your weapons. And the good thing about this is when these cases are inflated, they have you can wear them as a backpack. But when they aren't inflated, they roll up into something smaller than a sleeping bag. Very easy to transport, and they're going to protect your weapon in a way you can't imagine. So, very exciting news about them, Air Armor Tech. Go check out their website, airarmortech.com. I dig it. The United States Air Force. They have admitted dropping the ball on the Sutherland Springs killer, and not really a point of contention there. Hard to sit back and say, well, no, that's not what really happened. I mean, it was just one of those things. But there's a reason they're being sued, after all. It's not something that anybody can justify. But it now looks like young Devin Kelly may not be the only one who slipped through the system at the Air Force, which this opens up all kinds of questions. Where is this coming from? Which publication is this? I don't know. It's one of the publications. I don't know which one. Anyway, dozens of Air Force service members charged with or convicted of serious crimes were never reported to the Federal Background Check Database as required, Air Force officials said Tuesday. Revelation came after the Air Force disclosed that it had failed to report the domestic violence conviction of the killer, the gunman who opened fire at a church in Texas this month. Under federal law, his court-martial conviction for domestic assault should have prevented him from purchasing at a gun store, the rifle he used in the attack, as well as the other guns he acquired over the past 4 years. After the Air Force admitted on November 6th that officials at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico had failed to report the results of Mr. Court-martial to the federal background database, it began an investigation into how many other serious incidents had not been reported. Although officials had only examined a portion of the cases, several dozen have already surfaced that were not reported but should have been. Air Force said in a statement, the error in the Kelly case was not an isolated incident and similar reporting lapses occurred at other locations. Although policies and procedures requiring reporting were in place, training and compliance measures were lacking. Now, the number of cases that were not properly reported by the Air Force could grow. There have been about 60,000 incidents in the Air Force since 2002 involving service members that potentially should have been reported to the Federal Background Check Database. All of those are now being reviewed by the Air Force to see which ones were required to be reported and how many of those actually were. Air Force officials were unable to say on Tuesday how many of those 60,000 cases had gone through the review process so far. Now, right now they have a bill that they probably will piggyback national reciprocity on in both the House and in the Senate called the Fix NICS bill. And if there is not a provision in the Fix NICS bill where they put some sort of a penalty on somebody for failing to report a prohibited person to the NICS, I don't see how that's going to work. That part of it, that has to be there. There has to be a penalty for that. You just can't have, I don't know, you just can't have this kind of thing going on. That's why the system is put in place. Now, the UCMJ, running afoul of the military legally and getting into their penal system is no joke. Devin Kelly, when he spent his 1 year in the stockade, I can guarantee you that was 1 year that he would rather have not lived. When you are sent to the stockade in the military, you get either a P or an I stenciled on your back. You have all insignia except your name removed. You cannot salute the flag during taps. You cannot salute other service members or be saluted by other service members. If they take you through the stockade, and you know, the service members that are going through the stockade to see what it's like at the stockade, the prisoners or the inmates or whatever they're called, they have to face the wall. They cannot lay their eyes upon a military service member. They have become less than. There is no, you know, there's no gangs going on inside the military stockade. There is no, there's nothing like in the yard or anything else. It's sort of like that Charlie Sheen movie, except it's not that loose. Being in the military stockade means everything you're doing, every minute of your life, is being monitored and supervised by your jailers. So, I don't know if in the military, if they look beyond the stockade and their penal system and their UCMJ system of punishment and say to themselves, well, we need to do something more after they get out and make sure that this follows them. The military, unfortunately, as good as the military was, and I mean in the 80s, you know, when I was in the military, we had our share of bad guys, no doubt about it. We had one guy that found out about an affair and killed everybody in an apartment one time, and we had to take him to jail. And I mean, he wasn't some crazed combat vet or something. He was a motor pool sergeant. Which is not to say that a motor pool sergeant would not be a combatant, but that wasn't his job. So, anyway. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with this. We need to know. But we also need to know if this is systemic within the entire armed services. There's no upside to this just now while the conditions needed to exist for someone to look at such a heinous act as this as a good idea. That's probably pretty rare. And we don't know how many ticking time bombs may be walking around us right now. The number is probably zero, in all honesty. It is probably zero. But that's not really comforting, and that's the kind of thing we'd all like to have a fair bit of certainty with, especially when there's something that this should have been dealt with, and especially when one of us in the former military community snaps this way and commits this heinous act against humanity. I wish I'd been there to deal with him. When we get back, would gun bans actually do anything? This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's ask ourselves a question just for the sake of being in the stupid argument with them. And let's make sure that we put this the right way, because we know that there's no way to snap your fingers and guns go away. We know that. But would a gun ban reduce deaths? Now, Here's the thing. We already know the answer to that. I'm asking this rhetorically. I'm asking this for anybody that's driving around right now that may have actually been saying to themselves, wouldn't this stop something? Now, those of us who support the Second Amendment have long argued that gun bans are ineffective and that all it will do is disarm the law-abiding and do nothing to stop the criminals from acquiring and using guns. Gun crime happens in the UK with handguns, which are completely banned. Fully automatic AKs were used in France, which are fully banned. So, happens all the time. Clearly, gun bans don't actually work. So, according to a recently released Quinnipiac poll, young Americans like the college students at Slippery Rock University, interesting name, are the least likely to support a ban on semi-automatic firearms, even when they are described as assault weapons. It may be that because these millennials have grown up in an era where modern sporting rifles are the most common rifles sold, they don't find the guns to be scary and unusual. It may also be that these millennials are increasingly skeptical of the idea that bans really work because they are aging. You know, it's nothing to see them in their 30s now, 30s going on 40s. And they've seen states across the country buck federal law to decriminalize or legalize cannabis. And at the same time, they've seen the cost of illegal drugs like methamphetamine, heroin, and fentanyl drop dramatically and drug overdoses skyrocket to more than 60,000 per year. So they see the widespread availability of these illicit drugs, and it may be also fueling the skepticism surrounding calls to ban firearms or to eradicate the Second Amendment. If we made guns as illegal as heroin tomorrow and somehow managed to eradicate the hundreds of millions of firearms that are legally owned in the states, what would stop the cartels from supplying criminals across the country with black market firearms imported from overseas or even manufactured south of our border? Now see, Fast and Furious was a trickle going to the cartels. The cartels want military hardware. They want fully automatic, and they get a lot of it from us. And we sell it to their government, and then they take it. They steal it. So, you know, they have sources other than us, other than the ATF. China, for example, has long cracked down on its domestic black market for firearms, but they're also one of the largest exporters of small arms and light weapons and one of the least transparent. So how easy would it be for criminal actors in that nation to divert small arms to the Mexican cartels? According to our government, right now China is supplying about 80% of the precursor chemicals that the cartels are using to make methamphetamine. And the cartels are supplying about 90% of the meth used in the U.S. today. So there you see it, China. They've also been a major supplier of fentanyl to the U.S. and the Canadian black market, though there are indications that the cartels are starting to manufacture the drug without the help of the Chinese. In fact, earlier this year, China banned the manufacture of several synthetic opioids, but it hasn't made a difference in our skyrocketing overdose death rate. In 2016, there were more fentanyl-related overdoses, overdose deaths, and homicides in the United States. In 2017, will likely be no different. So when it comes to the illicit market for firearms, criminals will find increasingly creative ways to supply that market. Whether it's smuggling in firearms from outside our borders, theft from government or military sources, or even making guns themselves, there would be a steady supply to the underground and illegal trade. Can we say boom goes the dynamite? Guns will continue to flow onto American streets. The criminals will continue to be armed, just like those who want to abuse drugs and continue finding access to those drugs. They find them all the time, find them wherever they want to look. And time again, we keep finding these legislators who honestly believe or appear to believe that they can make a vote and suddenly purge the ills of the world. I watched them do the markup on H.R. 38 yesterday, and the Democrats are... You guys are some of the most deluded individuals I've ever seen. And you make $174,000 a year, and I pay for part of that. Deluded. You're going after the law abiding. You're going after the law abiding. You don't want the law abiding to carry a hidden gun. Votes aren't going to change anything. So what happens is that whatever they're trying to ban will become a more interesting commodity for those who trade in illegal goods. And the gangs that became the mafia didn't give a flip about selling alcohol until it was illegal. Once it was legalized, they moved on to other crimes. Street gangs selling crack and other drugs wouldn't keep selling those drugs if they were suddenly legal. I'm not saying that we should legalize crack. I'm just, you know, simply making an argument here. They'd find something else illegal to move on. And on the same token, guns will continue to be traded in American communities, even if there was an outright gun ban. The problem is it would be the American people who are disarmed, thereby relegating us to the category of prey for these people. And that is the big issue. So, short answer, would gun bans do anything for it? What would gun bans do? It wouldn't do anything. As a matter of fact, it would go up. And it would go up in a lot of ways. First of all, non-gun crimes would go up. If we were disarmed, non-gun crimes would go up because they would come in with ball bats or saws or whatever they could put their hands on, wood chisels, you know, that can, whatever they can hurt us with, because they know that we can't shoot them. And they have a very, 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 very good chance of winning that encounter, especially if they come in a swarm, with no gun to equalize things. They know that. So that would go up. In Britain today, here in the United States, we have 406 violent crimes per 100,000. In Britain, it's over 2,000. And that's because they have this. They do not have the expectation that the British citizens can fight back. Stephen DeAndrelli, when he was in Spain, he was telling me that no matter what you use, you can't even. I mean, you are subject to only using the cops. If you pick up a stick and fight back, you may be getting in trouble. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, would it change anything? No. It would make things worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I want to take this moment to welcome new sponsor, Air Armor Tech. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military grade inflatable cases. Something I never would have thought of doing. You'll get to meet the guy behind it, Blaine Topkins, next week. And we'll be talking about some Air Armor Tech. And in the meantime, I've got some here, and I'm going to be shooting some video of it. This is truly a different way to carry your weapons around and make sure that your optics and everything stay exactly where you've got them, which is important when you're moving about with your weapons. Any goof could make some sort of annual prediction at the beginning of the new year about what's coming up at the beginning of the new year and then escape all accountability because everyone's going to forget what he says because everybody's going to be he or she. The real challenge comes if you're going to make predictions about what happens after Thanksgiving for the rest of the year, which is what, 35 days? I don't know. And then you're living on the edge. And in an era when things change on a dime, Trump tweets, Democrats get handsy, idiots are kneeling again, a month can seem like a year. So Democrats, since months seem like years to you these days, that means we have over 37 years of President Donald J. Trump left, plus another 48 more after he crushes, crusty commie Bernie or, her Chardonnay-ist the pantsuit herself. And here are my predictions for the rest of 2017, which is what, 31 days? Number one, Roy Moore is going to win. When you've got defenders of Bob Menendez, Al Franken, and John Conyers all doing the, hey, sure, sexual abuse is bad, but let's not get kooky about it, and also all the women, who we should totally believe are all lying or delusional thing, what do you think the people of Alabama are going to do? What do you think their thought process is going to be? Do you think it's going to be, I guess we're morally obligated to send a super liberal Democrat who sees a crosshair where we see a baby to Washington when, you know, to join the perbs, the Democrats are fine just because they are liberal, even though the evidence via WAPO and Gloria Allred seems to get sketchier by the day. And we totally want to make Mitch McConnell happy. Likelihood of Moore winning is about 80%. He's totally going to win. But the more interesting question is whether the Democrats and the GOP and the mainstream media will take a personal inventory and think about their role in electing Roy Moore. Well, they won't. The Democrats and the GOP and the mainstream media will not take a personal inventory and think about their role in electing Roy Moore. My confidence factor in that is 95%. It's much easier and so much more self-satisfying for the elites of, you know, the urban elites to pretend that the people of Alabama are a bunch of pro-pedo freaks than to consider that they actually don't believe the charges, in large part because they don't trust their establishment and media betters. And it's easier to pretend the Alabamians don't see the incredible hypocrisy being rubbed in their face by people who protect their admittedly guilty establishment fellow travelers while demanding that these red staters submit to years of representation by some ardent leftist based on hotly disputed claims. Yeah. My next prediction, tax reform, which has passed the House, will die in the Senate. I think there's a 70% chance of that. There's no way that the McCain-Collins-Corker-Flake axis of obnoxious is going to allow Trump his long-sought victory. These are all bitter losers who will let it get right up to the edge of passage and then run to find a microphone and shovel up a load of horse hockey about why, as true conservatives, they can't possibly support this conservative reform. They're petty, selfish, they're obnoxious, which is why they are the media's go-to Republicans and Chuck Schumer's not-so-secret weapon. If you don't think they would eagerly shaft millions and millions of Americans just to try to mess with Trump, I'll sell you a bridge, except no bridge is going to get built because they will block the infrastructure bill too. On the upside, lawyers are going to be out there making bank because they're going to save tens of thousands thanks to these idiots showboating while their constituents keep getting socked in the gut. My next prediction is very troubling for me, but I see it. Congress will have no problem passing amnesty, Dreamers reform. Confidence factor on that is 75%. Who said this is a do-nothing Congress? We're certain to see them move heaven and earth to keep people who shouldn't be here, and their immediate families, and their extended families, and everyone who ever met a member of their extended family. Because letting an illegal alien not just stay, but giving them citizenship so they can vote for leftist Democrats, and paving the way for millions of other people to chain migrate in with them and also get citizenship so they can vote for leftist Democrats, too, is absolutely, totally what the Republican base sent the representatives to Congress to do. But don't worry, the GOP knows how to make a deal. It will totally get some cool concessions in return, like the promise to maybe possibly think about perhaps asking politely that people not come here illegally anymore, unless they want to, in which case we will give them food stamps and a new Buick and citizenship so that they can vote for the leftist Democrats. Ben Sasse will utter some hack cliches. He virtue signals about something. He exists, so it will. That's a 95% chance. He will vote for tax reform only because he has to run again in Nebraska, but that won't stop him from mouthing off his more in sorrow than in anger act whenever a conservative actually fights back. And not rolling over is unseemly, don't you think? Mocking a leftist who faked being an Indian to score a job? We should be doing that. But there's no real reason or question about whether he'll do it. The only question is whether the shot-worn chestnut that he'll offer up is we're better than this, or how about if that's what conservatism is, count me out. There will be some occurrence that will be proof positive that Mueller is going to arrest everyone in the White House, and then nothing's going to happen. 70%. 70% on that one. General Flynn's lawyers allegedly ending the mutual defense agreement with other lawyers was seen as Flynn cooperating with Mueller, and then nothing. Russian collusion has morphed into a Turkish movie deal. So now some other tea leaf is going to get read as proof of the Trumpocalypse, and then nothing. And the reason, because of this, he didn't collude with the Russians. The media will start running think pieces on how a little groping doesn't mean you aren't a feminist. Confidence factor is 77%. They're going to redefine or try to redefine what is sexual assault. Groping is not sexual assault. Trump will tweet about something about the liberals and the leftists and the punk never-Trumpers and will freak out, and we conservatives will laugh hysterically. I'm 100% sure of that one. Some freak outrage besides Pocahontas Gate, you know, something like the left and the Never Trumpers were wetting their collectivist selves. We normals were rolling around those awesome we were hanging out with the Navajo code talkers that were totally thinking, I was at freaking Iwo Jima. I think I can handle a joke. So that particular prediction is almost too easy. And that's my lineup of predictions for the rest of the year. I just wanted to share that with you. Now, it is a good thing that we have gotten concealed carry out into the open floor, where it will pass in the House. Then things are, from this point on, though, things are going to be dicey. So let's take the next segment and let's get ready to prepare for what is coming, because it's a fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump dollar, Inaugural Trump dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Lock and Load.
I had to have a long talk with Stephen DeAndrulli last night simply because, and I pointed out to him, Stephen, you were ranting and raving about a bill you've been wanting to come out of committee for quite some time. Then I had to point out, and now that bill is out there and there is no pulling it back. Look at that. I forgot to mute that. There is no pulling it back. It is out there. So, H.R. 38 is now in play. It passed the Judiciary Committee yesterday by a vote of 19-11. And now it faces an uphill battle. Richard Hudson, who actually wrote it, which is an oddity for members of Congress nowadays, he said, my bill is a simple common-sense solution to the confusing hodgepodge of concealed carry reciprocity agreements between states. It will affirm that law-abiding citizens who are qualified to carry concealed in one state can also carry in other states that allow residents to do so, which is all of them. Some of them just don't offer or actually issue permits. Now, the thing about this is that if it makes it through the Senate, which is a big issue in my mind, what I think would happen is there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. There's going to be a lot of claims of anti-10th Amendment rights. And there's going to be a lot of, there's probably going to be a lot of misunderstandings out there. And if we decide to go to New York, because Stephen DeAndrulli really owes me a steak, if we decide to go to New York, then we're going to have to find out what the rules are. That's why I was asking him, what are the limitations for a concealed carrier in New York City? Because there will be some, and it will seem like sort of a Byzantine sort of maneuver that we're having to do in order to actually exist, and it will mean that we have to become fully and completely, totally engrossed in the details. Mr. Hudson added, I am pleased to see such strong support in committee, and I look forward to continuing this momentum and bringing the bill to the House floor as soon as possible. Although the bill is expected to easily pass the lower chamber, when it getting passage in the Senate will be more difficult. Now, here's the other thing about this, okay? This should be low-hanging fruit. It really should. But expect to see a lot of fighting going on. This will be like Obamacare was. Obamacare, there was a lot of political collateral spent getting Obamacare passed, and it was so much of it that as soon as it was passed, 2 years later, 2 years after Obama had everything, he didn't have the House anymore. And that effectively ended a lot of things. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn already has a reciprocity bill in the upper chamber. He has worked on it more than once. More than once. Getting out there and being concerned about this bill now is no good. It is a wasted effort. What this bill is designed to do is it is designed to open the door to where if you can carry a gun in New Jersey, then I can carry a gun in New Jersey. If you can carry a gun in New York, then I can carry a gun in New York. If you can carry a gun in California, Maryland, Chicago, I can carry a gun in those places. I will be completely subject to the rules and regulations in those places. Wherever there's a gun-free zone, I won't be able to go in there. Period. It's not necessarily, this is not throwing open the door, which is what the Democrats are saying. They're saying that everybody will be able to go and carry guns everywhere and, you know, loaded hidden guns now. You know, there's 16 million concealed carriers out there doing nothing. And they didn't even mention that on the Democrat side. Now, Cornyn, who is a very savvy operator, and I know a lot of people don't like him about a lot of things, and I get that. But he's a very savvy operator, and he's working on something known as the Fix NICS bill. And it could be a possibility that he tries to, he's saying he's not going to do that, but, you know, getting out there and saying, well, yeah, of course that's what I'm going to do. That's not how you play this political game. He may be getting out there and trying a little misdirection and then stick it out there because everybody wants the NICS system fixed. Well, I say everybody. I certainly do. I think the background check system as it sits currently is a waste of time. It doesn't stop any crime or anything else. However, as it is, it does eliminate one way for bad people with a bad idea to maybe get a gun. It's just the way it's actually being utilized is completely, you know, contradictory as to what it was designed to do. And if they actually want to do something with this, then they should. But this would be one of these things. And he told reporters he thinks it would be a mistake to try to combine reciprocity with the NICS background check. He did go. Now, in 2013, when he put that up front, they got 57 votes for national reciprocity in the Senate. This is when they were pushing for universal background checks. This is when Obama had his spaz out in the Rose Garden. 57 votes. There was no more. That was the most votes of anything that came up. Universal background checks failed miserably. Assault weapon ban failed miserably. National reciprocity got the most votes. Cornyn is saying we have good bipartisan support for the Fix NICS. It's really important. It will save lives. But if we start trying to add things to it, then I think we risk not doing anything. And you can tell he's you know, using the common vernacular, saving lives and all this other stuff. He thinks trying to add this to it would kill one or the other. Now, the House bill could just go to the upper chamber where it would either be combined with Cornyn's reciprocity bill to be voted on or simply never come to the Senate floor at all for a vote this year. And that's something that you should gird yourself for. Republicans would then have to wait until the next Congress and start the process all over again. Now, Daily Caller asked Cornyn if he would rather wait. And he said, well, I want to get this background check problem fixed as soon as possible. And I don't want to do anything to bog down our ability to get that done. I do think at some point we should take up constitutional carry because I think it's important. But combining them, I think, is a risk to nothing happening. And when asked that the Republicans could risk losing a vote on the issue by waiting until next year, should Democrat Doug Jones win the upcoming Alabama Senate race, Cornyn responded, I don't think that's a problem. Moore's going to win that one. People of Alabama are not buying all this stuff. They didn't buy it when it happened to Trump. So. This is far from done. And none of us should be sitting back going, well, this is a done deal. I'll get to carry my gun very soon in L.A. Don't do that just yet. Don't book your flights just yet. It is a ways off. The fact that it has moved in the House, which is completely unprecedented, means that the tide is shifting. But just like I was, you know, when Roger and Stephen would come on the show and keep the mantra going on over and over and over again of Ryan and McConnell holding it up. Congress moves slow. Because without any fanfare at all, the SHARE Act came out. And it's on the floor waiting to be tabled for a vote. It's out there. Just because it isn't moving doesn't mean it's not going to get taken up. And we may see suppressors come off of the NFA registry. And now, national reciprocity is coming out on the floor at some point for a vote. No fanfare, no nothing else. It's just because these guys are so busy having hearings on all this other nonsense and minutia that they're not. If they actually just did what they're supposed to do, they wouldn't have to stay up there as long. And then we could look at them and say, wait a minute, why am I paying you $174,000 a year when you only need to be there at about, I don't know, 90 days? If they were to actually do something besides sit around and go, well, of course, we are the moral authority on everything, and we know everything about everybody, and we know, and we're going to decide, and of course, once we decide, we're not going to, nothing's going to change, but you get what I'm saying. So, let's see, in the chat room, in the end, background check will probably be used against this unintended consequence. Just add more disqualification. Dems and power would have perfect vehicle to use. That's already being rolled back, though. I mean, they were trying that. They were trying that with the veterans. They were trying that with the Social Security. And that's all being rolled back. And that whole, all of these lists they're trying to create, I'm not worried about that right now. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Coming up next from DTWS Arms, we're going to be joined by Sam Goodwin. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.